Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says President Trump's refusal to concede the race is impacting the Biden team's transition. As NPR's Barbara Strunt reports, Klain says Trump is setting back Democratic norms.
Klain said the Biden team is able to move forward with parts of the transition process, working on policy plans, selecting White House staff. But he told ABC's This Week that the Trump administration's refusal to work alongside the Biden team has real consequences.
The president-elect, the vice president-elect are not getting the kind of intelligence briefings they're entitled to. They're not getting, we're not getting, our transition isn't getting access to agency officials to help develop our plans. And there's a lot of focus on that vaccine rollout plan that's going to be critical in the early days of a Biden presidency.
Klain added that Biden will announce his first cabinet picks on Tuesday. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The Trump campaign is appealing a federal judge's ruling this weekend dismissing their lawsuit to stop Pennsylvania's election certification of Joe Biden's victory, saying it has no merit. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has asked for another recount in Georgia, where a hand count of ballots confirmed a Biden win last week. Susanna Capilouto of member station WABE has more.
Because Biden won by less than 1%, the Trump campaign can ask for a machine recount, which is expected to start this week. But the Trump campaign is also questioning the honesty of a recount, saying it needs to include signature matching, calling it a sham without it. But those signatures have long been separated from their ballots and can't be rematched. The Biden campaign says both parties agreed to the signature matching process used in the election, and a recount will only confirm a Biden win in Georgia.
Susanna Capilouto reporting. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is surging, with more than 12.2 million cases and more than 256,000 deaths. This is according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Meanwhile, millions of Americans bought airline tickets before the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked people to stay home this Thanksgiving. But many are still traveling, crowding airports and planes. At Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, Jeff Cutchins says he thinks news of the vaccine will solve all the problems.
Despite all the, best efforts of people to mislead, things are looking good.
Cassie Klein says she traveled to Atlanta to visit a friend.
I felt like I really wanted to see him, and it was worth the risk.
That attitude has the nation's top infectious disease expert worried. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the new cases won't show up for weeks, but could hit at the worst time, during the December holiday season, as the weather grows cold and people stay inside. You're listening to NPR News. In Belarus, thousands of protesters gathered for the 16th Sunday in a row, calling for the country's authoritarian president to resign. They're angry over the August 9th presidential election they claim was rigged. It gives President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. He denies there was any manipulation of the results. A campaign is underway in Arkansas's state capitol to make face masks mandatory during legislative sessions, a move resisted by some Republican state lawmakers. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF has more.
Every day, Arkansas Democratic State Senator Greg Letting publishes escalating positive case counts for his constituents on Facebook, followed by the words, "Wear a mask." Letting is backing a proposal that will require all lawmakers to wear face masks or risk losing their per diems.
The response was not entirely hostile. There were lawmakers who strongly objected, but there were a few lawmakers, including Republicans, who were open to the idea.
Letting says he plans to push the proposal in January. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
In Wisconsin, police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a shooting at a suburban Milwaukee mall that injured eight people. Authorities say it happened during an altercation Friday afternoon between two groups. Four of those injured were bystanders. Police say the suspect ran out of the mall alongside other people. Shoppers were allowed back into the mall today. Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News.